This is your daily COVID-19 employee update for April 17th from Cindy Boiley, a registered nurse and senior vice president and chief nursing officer at WakeMed Health and Hospitals.
Good morning, WakeMed colleagues. This is Cindy, and it is just such a fabulous opportunity to be able to connect directly with all of you this morning. I would like to start with just an overview of our state of North Carolina's COVID patient population. As of last evening, we had 5,465 patients that were positive for COVID-19 in our state, with some 552 cases in Wake County. I'd like to just take a moment, too, to reflect over these many weeks of work and preparation that our organization has put forth with regard to establishing infrastructure and clinical response teams such that we would be ready for whatever came our way. What was so visible, so apparent in all the meetings and 7 days a week and the calls and all the teamwork were the countless examples of teamwork pulling together around the challenges anticipated, the heartfelt collaboration, kindness, and thoughtfulness shown towards each other while thinking and working through our many challenges of the day. And those challenges changed with great frequency, as I think we've all experienced with our daily updates. In reflecting on this call this morning and this opportunity to have a few moments directly with all of you, I was reflecting on how the nursing professional practice model has so much relevance really to all of us as we prepared and worked together for our patients and families, and certainly to be there for our community always. Our CARES model is just that. It's the word CARES with a C standing for compassion. And that compassion was experienced by doctors, nurses, our clinical teams, all our essential partners, responding and working together such that we were ready for our patients, making some tough decisions to keep our environment safe for patients and for all of us as well. But thanks to some of the strategic planning that was already done in advance of these challenges, we were ready to connect with bedside tablets for moments that our patients were experiencing for new life and for some very sad end-of-life moments. We were ready there to help connect them with their loved ones in a time when no visitation was allowed. We've also all been advocating for each other, but advocating for the highest level of safety and PPE, working diligently to make those connections and to secure those products such that all of us would be in the right place to respond to these challenging times. One thing I would like to say, too, with appreciation, that those things that involved our practice, nursing practice, care at the bedside, nurses were just made us all proud. Their voice was heard and appreciated in every important decision around the preparations for COVID-19 pandemic. And of course, relationships, that's our R. Again, just to reiterate how important those relationships have been and are going forward, and how when tough times come our way, it's those relationships that really pull us together. Excellence was really so important here. Not only the years and years of clinical excellence, research, evidence-based plans and protocols that we had in place, but also embracing those things to prepare for this special population of patients that had unique needs. Working with doctors, again, our clinical teams, nurses at the forefront as well, to ready bed capacity, to expand our infrastructure, to challenge how we've always done things such that we could even create less use of PPE and more efficient use of our time and efforts with our patients. We also took a close examination of how to better prepare our clinical teams in new models, actually, such that it gave our organization more flexibility to respond for the potential needs of so many patients that would potentially need our services. And then safety. And of course, during this pandemic, safety has been a top priority in our preparations for all our providers, for all our nurses, our clinical teams, again, our EVS workers, all those essential partners that bring us all together on the front lines, helping to show and demonstrate and educate donning and doffing, how to use masks, how to use the numbers of products that we were successful in securing to keep our environments and all of us safe. I hope you agree with me that the CARES model has relevance during this time, and how important these values are for not only nursing, but our organization as a whole. And then lastly, I'd just like to share how fortunate we are to be a health system. And I ask that we intentionally think about that, truly think about that, put that out in front, because we get very comfortable with our own environments, our own units, our own departments, our own service lines, our own hospitals, our own clinics. But this is such an important time and opportunity to help broaden our perspective of our health system and all the opportunities that can afford us in working through these challenges and also bring us together. It's a time where we can challenge some of the things that we've always done to support our patients and each other, no matter what or where those needs are. Together, WakeMed is strong, united, and will always be here to respond to the needs of our community. Thank you so much. I am so honored and so privileged to serve as your chief nurse.
This has been your daily COVID-19 employee update for April 17th from WakeMed Health and Hospitals. Thanks for listening.